Let's talk about old friends. Let's talk about old friends. Let's talk about anything but what's really going on. Let's talk about old friends. Talk about heroes. Let's talk about heroes. Strong men, wise men, some I've even known. Let's talk about heroes. Somebody hurt you. Somebody hurt you. Go on and search, but there's no reason to be found. Somebody hurt you. Let's talk about Sharon. Let's talk about Sharon. Bet I know some things she wishes I didn't know. Oh, let's talk about Sharon.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, druck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Well, tonight, the eighth annual Perils of Darlene broadcast, honoring another trip around the sun for one of my associate producers, Darlene Lacey. And her husband, Joe and I got our heads together. I think we have something pretty unusual. It's not going to be usually the usual candy-coated stuff, but I think you're going to dig it. I think. Otherwise, get your own show. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female. The surface, shiny and silken. The body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
While living fast and if you want to end up giving your all, let me call Pussycat. Living reckless, Pussycat is right by. If you think that you can tame her, well, just you try. She will be set on you and she'll take just what she wants as she goes along. You belong to Pussycat. She's living
go!
Why don't you drop that tree you're holding and let's grab a vine and swing a little, huh?
She's a big girl now.
that girl blushing down.
This is Trish. I play guitar in a band called The Mezzos from Pennsylvania, and you're tuned in to The Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Really rad.
And make all your dreams come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
If you're holding hands with someone when the magic record plays, you'll both be bound together through all your livelong days. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love.
So gather round me, all you lovers. When you hear that little bell, you know that here and now I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you. Magic Becker.
She was all alone and blue. Then she heard the magic record. It made all her dreams come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you.
So gather round me, all you lovers. When you hear that little bell, you know that here and now I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:16 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is the ninth annual Perils of Darlene broadcast. A nice way to break up mid-year. I explain away this first set of the evening. And I say the ninth because the first one I had was in 2015. Out of the blue, I decided to do a birthday set for Darlene Lacey. And then eventually, Joe started sending dedications. And before you know it, in 2020, we started having whole broadcasts. So it's something we look forward to. You know, giggling like little schoolgirls, wondering what we're going to play next. Anyway, backing me up tonight are the Rumblers with a previously unreleased track recorded in 1964. Their version of Summertime Blues from the compilation Surf Legends and Rumors, 1961 to 64, 1988 on Garland. Just heard the New Tornadoes with Magic Record, 1959 on Carlton. Well, that DJ and the Runaways, She's a Big Girl Now, 1966 on Smash. For that, Wanda Jackson, 1960 on Capitol, Let's Have a Party. And we kicked it off with the Boss Tweeds with John Furlong narration at the beginning. And I messed that up. But I was going to have this later in the show, and I'm thinking, boy, what a way to introduce a show would be. Start off with Faster Pussycat. And Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill. I got that off a compilation I picked up at the last Store 54 pop-up. Music for Gracious Living came out in 1998 on QDK Media. They released a lot of Russ Meyer's soundtracks, and also did a lot of South American psychedelic and punk releases. Anyway, I want to get back into it. This is the Desperate Hours 9th, not the 8th, the 9th annual Perils of Darlene broadcast on WMFO in Medford.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Stumbling all around, stumbling stumbling all around. It's so funny, stumbling here and there, stumbling everywhere, and I must declare, I stepped right on her toes, and when she bumped my nose, I fell, and when I rose, I felt ashamed, and told her, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step, my honey, notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling, I like it just a little bit, quite a little bit. That's the latest step, that's the latest step, that's the latest step. My honey, notice all the pep, notice all the pep, notice all the pep. She said, stop mumbling, though you are stumbling. I like it just a little bit, quite a little bit.
Are my methods unsound?
Man says it is not, it's not too cool, it is too hot. How could I know what he means by saying not too cool on my TV screen? It could be cold, it could be hot, but cool, it's not, not too cool, not too cool. Closet nearby, I hope I won't cry because it's not too cool.
Seven Germans when he empties out a clip. Last name is Saunders, first name is Chip. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more. With his hand grenades and Thompsons, he can't obliterate entire Nazi armies that fire back too late. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more.
grenades and Thompsons he can't obliterate. Entire Nazi armies that fire back too late. There's not a better soldier, Sergeant Saunders is the best. He proves it when he's wiping out Kraut machine gun nests. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more. If he fought for the Russians, they would have won the war. They would have taken Germany and a whole lot more.
Swell, till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus, what the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gun losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Oh yeah, it's 6:33 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, this is the 9th, not the 8th, as I put down there. Because the first one I had was in 2015. Perils of Darlene broadcast. Anyway, once again, back me up. The Rumblers and their version of Summertime Blues, a previously unreleased track. You just heard Fred Blassie from the King of Men EP. Came out in 1977 on Raunchy Talk and Pencil Neck Geek. Well, that Foreign Objects, the pride of Worcester, Massachusetts, a Hardick of the Commonwealth. But their medley, Not Too Cool, and Sergeant Saunders from the World at War EP, came out in 1980 on Squared Circle. Before our Foreign Objects, you heard Tony Randall and Stumbling from the Vovo Diodo LP, came out in 1967 on Mercury. The name of the track is Stumbling. And before that, we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with Irv Goodman and his Kosher Nose. His Kosher Nostra band and Hava Salami, a track released in 1968 on the Whiz label. Anyway, let's get back into it. Some interesting stuff coming up, including this week's dance sensation. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars, and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingaree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang, the Fang, I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all, man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, sure daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a Fang, the Fang, the Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroony chick just glued her eyes on the Fang, on the Fang, on the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang. You must be the Fang. You're the Fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang, of the Fang, of the Fang.
How is that? Are you relaxed?
When you get a good idea and you need someone to tell it to, just scratch your head and roll your eyes and simply say,
ooh, 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 ooh.
Then say, do you mind? Mind. Now all the boys sing.
Oh, oh.
Now all the girls sing.
Oh, oh.
Now everybody sing.
Oh, oh.
Now you got it. Let's try it one more time. Ooh, ooh.
Listen, sister, I don't dance. And I can't take time out now to learn.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
You sure you made
Oh, yeah, it's 6:49 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Mifflin, the 9th annual Perils of Darlene broadcast, as we do every, well, we have been every, at least one, what started out as one birthday set, has morphed into a whole show. We actually, we have been a whole broadcast since 2020, so this is the fourth two-hour broadcast. Really enjoyed putting these together. Just heard Sparks from the Angst in My Pants LP, title track, 1982 on Atlantic. For that, Hot Butter with Popcorn, 1972 on MusiCorps. Chuck Edwards with this week's Dance Sensation. You can just see, picture the Duke jiving to this one. Chuck Edwards with Downtown Soulville from the compilation of the same name. Came out in 1998 on Soulville in Luxembourg. Originally released on the Punch label in 1968. Before that, Joey Ross with Ooh Ooh from the Big Itch Volume 2. The Memorial album for Joey Ross came out on Mr. Manicotti, originally released on IPG in 1963. And we kicked off the set, third set of the evening, with The Fang by Nervous Norvis, originally released on DOT in 1956. I have Transfusion, the single, I got it at a yard sale years ago, but this is off the best of the retrospective Stone Age Woo 2004 on Norton. Why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO. Oh, this next set will take us past a point of no return. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Memphis.
Back in the days when Egypt was in flower, two famous men sailed up the Nile to shower diamonds and jewels, etc., on a young femme fatale named Cleopatra. Uncle Thumb! In their strange exotic language they declare their love so true. Uncle Thumb! Cleopatra, it must be plain to see that we love you. Julius Caesar, although he was much older, begged for sweet Cleo to lean upon his shoulder. He sailed away, but promised to come back.
But on the way he ran into that fatal knife attack.
Uncle Thumb! Now there was but one to speak this magic phrase of love so true. Uncle Thumb! Cleopatra, it must be plain to see that I love you. Mark Antony vowed he would never leave her, and by his words he sure did not deceive her. Maybe it was too much kissing, who is there to know? But one day he told poor Cleo,
God, I'm feeling mighty low.
Uncle Thumb! How she cried and cried the day they buried Mark along the shore. Uncle Thumb! Cleopatra made up her mind to be the queen no more. Richest finery, and sent out her maid to the serpent nursery. Soon this cruel world heard Cleo's final gasp, for to her lovely bosom she clutched a deadly asp. Uncle Thumb! Cleo joined her lovers in their fateful date with destiny. Uncle Thumb! If you'll join us, we will shed a little tear in sympathy.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan at Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo Alex Piandez on 91.5 WMFO Tufts University Medford. Now play some Rod Keith.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
They're such short shorts.
Shots.
Who wears short shorts?
And now for something completely different.
A pretty little chick wherever you go.